USA News, I'm Corey Myers. The United States expanding its training of Ukrainian soldiers. The Pentagon announcing they'll begin joint maneuver and combined arms operations this January. The U.S. Army will take roughly 500 Ukrainians per month and train them in Germany. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi supporting adding legislation to a federal funding bill that bans TikTok on government devices. That effort, which received unanimous support in a separate Senate vote, is now closer to being adopted. Several states recently banning the use of TikTok on government devices over national security concerns. More snow may be on the way just in time for Christmas. A nor'easter earlier this week upending several communities in the south with deadly tornadoes and power outages, then moving on to the northeast where thousands more were left in the dark. More heavy snow forecast for today from New York to Maine, with at least 5 million people under a winter weather advisory. A recent report from the investment management company BlackRock warned that a worldwide recession unlike any other is just now around the corner.
It will not be an especially mild recession, but there's no reason to think it's going to be anything like what happened after COVID or what happened after the financial crisis.
The Fed has even raised interest rates again.
All three major averages have fallen at least 0.5% on Friday in volatile trading as hopes of a year-end rally fizzle thanks to recession fears. Stocks have been falling this week following the Federal Reserve's latest rate hike and worries the central bank might hit the brakes too hard in slowing the economy. Weak retail sales data is also weighing on market sentiment. The S&P is currently the biggest seller of the day, falling almost 1.5%. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
This is USA News.
If your company stayed open during COVID, I have some great news for you. Government funds are available to reward companies who stayed open during the challenging time. Now, this is not a loan, and you do not have to pay it back. Your hard work to stay open could qualify you for up to $26,000 per employee at COVIDpayment.com. You heard that correct. Up to $26,000 per employee. This program is complicated, but nobody knows more about it than the tax experts at COVIDpayment.com. You pay nothing up front. They do all the work and share a percentage of the cash they get you. Businesses of all types, including nonprofits and churches, can qualify, including those who took PPP loans. If you have five or more employees, let COVIDpayment.com help get you up to $26,000 per employee. Visit COVIDpayment.com. That's COVIDpayment.com. COVIDpayment.com.
Angelina Jolie announcing she's stepping down from her role in the UN organization after 21 years as their special envoy for refugees. She still plans on helping, promising to continue to do everything in her power in the years to come to support refugees and other displaced people. Quitting smoking is hard, whether you try to do it cold turkey or use nicotine gum or some other way. But New Zealand has a novel idea. Ban tobacco products altogether.
New Zealand on Tuesday passed into law a unique plan to phase out tobacco smoking by imposing a lifetime ban on young people buying cigarettes. The law states that tobacco cannot ever be sold to anybody born on or after January 1st, 2009. Health authorities hope smoking will fade away before then, however. They have a stated goal of making New Zealand smoke-free by 2025. I'm Victoria Idoni.
And let's not forget all that college football today.
A lot of college football will be played in the United States today. Among the corporations lending their name to some of today's seven games, the Wasabi Fenway Bowl, the Lending Tree Bowl, the SRS Distribution Las Vegas Bowl, and one notable non-corporate sponsor for the second year, the Jimmy Kimmel LA Bowl. I'm Lance Pry.
I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. When the prospect of divorce becomes a reality, you need a partner that you can count on. If you're a man in this situation, consider contacting Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men navigate complex legal matters for 30 years.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firms online at CordellCordell.com. No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Online at CordellCordell.com. CordellCordell.com.